Hi, welcome back to my podcast. I would like to get right to the point. I'd like to share with you a dream I believe God gave me. The Bible speaks about, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can read about that in Acts, the second chapter, verses 17 through 21. So I had one of the most, I thought, scariest dreams. The rapture had taken place, and so many Christians who thought they were going in the rapture, or people who claimed to be Christians, were left behind. It was very frightening and scary knowing that the Holy Spirit had left the earth and people were left here to deal with what the Bible calls the lawless one, who is the Antichrist, and the 7 years of God's judgment upon the earth. And I know you hear me using the words frightening and scary. It will only be frightening and scary for the people who will be left on earth during this time. The scriptures speak clearly in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, verse 7, about the lawless one. The King James Version describes him as the wicked one. He cannot be revealed until the restrainer is taken out of the way. Some Bible scholars have said that the restrainer is the Holy Spirit. Some have said the restrainer is the church or the body of Christ. But the scriptures does not specifically say who the restrainer is. And let me read it to you from 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, verses 3 through 7. The Apostle Paul said, "Let no one in any way deceive or entrap you, for that day will not come unless the apostasy comes first. That is the great rebellion, the abandonment of the faith by professed Christians, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, the Antichrist, the one who is destined to be destroyed, who opposes and exalts himself so proudly and so insolently above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he actually enters and takes his seat in the temple of God, publicly proclaiming that he himself is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you," Paul said, "I was telling you these things, and you know what restrains him now from being revealed. It is so that he will be revealed at his own appointed time, for the mystery of lawlessness, rebellion against divine authority, and the coming reign of lawlessness is already at work. But it is restrained only until he who now restrains it is taken out of the way." That's 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 3 through 7. So, once the restrainer is removed from the earth, according to verse 8 in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, the lawless one, who is the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by the appearance of his coming. And as I said earlier, some believe the restrainer is the Holy Spirit, and some believe it will be the rapture of the church. The rapture is what we call the event in which Jesus comes again to take believers out of this world. Actually, the word rapture isn't found in scriptures. The Bible describes it as caught up. And let me read it to you from 1 Thessalonians 4 chapter, verses 14 through 18. "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, Even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Again, 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verses 14 through 18. The Bible calls it a catching away and describes it as an instantaneous change of the body that bypasses death. Those who are raptured will be with the Lord forever. Believers in Jesus Christ are then taken in the rapture. Unbelievers will be left behind when the rapture occurs. Those left behind in the rapture will face a quickly changing world, and the change will not be for the better. If you think it's bad now, I encourage you not to be left behind. It's going to get much worse. So when the rapture takes place, the true church, or the true body of Christ, is removed from the earth, and the Holy Spirit will be taken out of the way. And those who are truly born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, and living their lives in Christ will be gone. So don't be left behind. Make sure you're ready for the rapture or the catching away. Since the catching away is for believers, it is vital that you place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Repent of your sin and fully trust in Jesus alone as the payment for your sin. Believe in him, and you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life, according to John 3:16. The Lord knows who are his, and he will not leave those who belong to him behind. I encourage you to share this message with your loved ones, with your family and friends who are not yet born again. Spread the good news. Go and tell somebody that Jesus loves them. We should not want anyone left behind to face the judgments coming to this earth. Definitely, we don't want anyone to have to face the Antichrist. Today is the day of salvation. Do not delay another moment. This matter is urgent. I encourage you, share the good news, spread the love that Jesus Christ loves everyone. Jesus came for everyone. He died for this whole world. For those who believe in him will not perish, but they will have everlasting life. God bless you. Take care. In Jesus' name, amen.